Nebraska lags slightly behind other Midwestern states in new entrepreneurship, the percent of the population starting new businesses. And that percentage has been gradually declining for a couple decades. Stagnant is the term Josie Schaefer uses to characterize the state of entrepreneurship in Nebraska.
Recognizing where we are and that entrepreneurship is not a big part of the mix of our economy right now was really important. It was really important to set that stage as a way not to say that we're not doing a great job, but we have room for improvement.
What can improve and challenges facing entrepreneurs is the focus of a new report called Entrepreneurship in Nebraska. Schaefer is director of the UNO Center for Public Affairs Research, which created the report in partnership with the Nebraska Business Development Center. They surveyed and interviewed entrepreneurs and members of the entrepreneurial ecosystem, organizations that support, drive, and grow entrepreneurship.
The idea was really to look broadly at the institutional level, at the macro level, at the micro level, as to what could be done to support entrepreneurship in Nebraska.
Developing and connecting a so-called pipeline of entrepreneurs was one identified challenge.
A lot of what we heard very early on from the ecosystem members was we have developed infrastructure to support entrepreneurs, but we don't have a lot of entrepreneurs lined up or interested entrepreneurs ready to accept these programs and participate in these activities in order to become entrepreneurs. But then we also really heard, probably more so from the entrepreneurs themselves, that there is interest in entrepreneurship in the state, but they're not always connected to that network, that ecosystem that exists to support them.
Schaefer says a lack of diversity in the entrepreneur ecosystem is a problem.
We absolutely saw an ecosystem that was predominantly male and white, and the national reports about new entrepreneurship certainly suggest that is not where new entrepreneurs are always coming from. And so we want to make sure that everyone can access that system.
Another finding from the report, Nebraska nice isn't always a good thing.
Nebraska nice is something that we hear all the time, and I think it is an amazing cultural asset, and we heard that too, right? That willingness to help each other is really important for entrepreneurship development. However, we also heard this idea of cheerleading, that folks are so excited anytime an entrepreneur produces a new idea or is willing to take the risk and go for it, that it leads to a lack of critical questioning, a lack of feedback that can make the idea better. And that's really important to entrepreneurship, too.
Schaefer says those providing input for the report noted aversion to risk as a challenge. One person interviewed said Nebraska has a, quote, aim small, miss small culture. More support and funding for entrepreneurs during different stages of business development would help, like early on when an entrepreneur might just be thinking about and exploring an idea. But Schaefer says the study also points to helping entrepreneurs understand that not everything needs to be the next big idea.
I think we really need to support entrepreneurs thinking big, but also helping them to work out smaller areas where they can solve a problem. I think if entrepreneurs feel they're solving a real problem, they're going to feel that it's less risky because they're really providing something of a ton of value.
Those surveyed also said more unified goals and collective action among the wide range of agencies working with entrepreneurs would be helpful. Same with filling some of the programming and resource gaps in areas like workspaces and funding. Schaefer hopes the Entrepreneurship in Nebraska report provides a vehicle for all involved to essentially listen to what each other have to say and begin addressing some of the areas where there's need for improvement.
I think what I saw here was not that we have a big problem or we have a big hole in funding or resources or programming. We just need to do more. We need to be more active. We need to sort of dial up the effort. We need to make it fun and exciting to explore these opportunities with the ecosystem members and not be scary or hard.
For Nebraska Public Media News, I'm Mike Tobias.